We're back once again with Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Today we're going to discuss the findings of the fourth annual healthcare survey of employers conducted by the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. The survey polled 1,500 employer decision makers about where they see the future, how they intend to provide healthcare options for their employers going forward. Hector De La Torre, who leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies, is here to share some of these insights. I hope there's some good news in this survey. Hector, what did you learn?
Well, there's a lot of good news, interestingly enough. About a third of employers say their company is looking into offering more health insurance options because of concerns about healthcare affordability for their employees. They very much understand that cost is important. In fact, about 2 in 5 companies have implemented measures to reduce healthcare costs, and the percentage of employers saying that they feel healthcare costs will rise in the future is actually trending downward.
We've covered often with you the increase in workplace wellness programs and things like that. Is it that employers understand more and more the correlation between the good health of their employees and their profitability, to put it frankly?
Well, yeah. I mean, they're paying a portion of the premium for their employees, so they want to make sure that their healthcare costs are as low as they can be. And that's why about 2 in 5 have implemented measures to reduce their costs. And then at the same time, they're trying to help their employees by giving them more options.
What percentage of the American population gets their health care coverage through employers?
Over 50%.
And then, of course, you have the portion that obtain it through the Affordable Care Act, mm-hmm. right? And that's another...
In the teens.
And then somewhere in between, it's Medicaid.
Medicare and Medicaid, the government plans. Yes,
right.
Exactly.
So getting your health care through your employer continues to be, by far, the largest segment and the most important. All the more reason employers must see this as perhaps a competitive tool in attracting employees or vying for talent out there, mm-hmm. In terms of the benefits they offer, the healthcare packages that they construct.
Yes, our surveys every year have shown that employers really get that health right up there with pay and the desirability of the workplace or the work atmosphere. Healthcare is right up there with those as top issues for attracting and retaining talent.
Let's go to the big picture here. What other priorities do employers have apart from cost?
Our survey also surprisingly found that more part-time workers gained access to health coverage in 2016 compared to when we started back in 2013, almost double. So they're even reaching out to help their part-time workers. Overall, the big picture is that employers expect an increase in both profitability and wages. More than half of employers expect wages to increase in the next year to 2 years, and 65% expect profitability to increase in the next year to 2 years. So they are very optimistic about the overall climate. They're doing more for their employees, whether full-time or part-time. So we are seeing that.
Great. Well, I always like to plug your website because you've got abundant resources and information there at transamericainstitute.org. And go to the Transamerica Center for Health Studies versus the Retirement Center. And you can, again, read all about it and get the latest and greatest information. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.